Hello. Welcome to the Woman Christian CEO Podcast, the inspirational podcast designed for women of faith. Here is your host, Shea Shazinga.
Good morning. This is your girl, Coach Shea Shazinga. Happy Tuesday, everyone. And welcome back to our Woman Christian CEO 11th podcast show. We're really excited you are listening in today. I'm excited that because we have a powerful new series for you. And I want you to stay tuned as we get ready to get into our next series. But before we do that, I got a few announcements that I want to share. Make sure that you subscribe to our podcast. The subscribe or your subscribing or your subscription, if you will give you the notifications of when we upload our podcast. So make sure you subscribe. The number two announcement is make sure you rank us. Give us all 5 stars. We just want to know that we are sharing something that is inspiring you and that is motivating you to continue to move forward in what you believe God is putting your heart to do in your business. Number three, I have a free gift for you. And that free gift is, it is a 42-minute training on Launch Your Life Coaching Empire. In that training, I share 3 simple things. Number one, why coaching is a powerful platform for you to create wealth and do what your God has been giving you to do and serve your amazing tribe. Number two, it teaches you some ideas and principles how to create wealth doing or using the coaching life coaching platform. And then number three, it teaches you how to get started. It's absolutely free. All you have to do is go to thewomanchristianceo.com and click on free training. That's all you got to do. Once you do that, you can download the training from there. And then our final announcement is coming up November 14th through the 16th. We are having our live Launch Your Life Coaching Empire 3-day intensive training. It is an amazing opportunity for you to be equipped with the tools, resources, strategies, and systems for you to position yourself to create massive wealth, great income in the year of 2020. You may say, well, Shea, I'm already a life coach. I've already been certified. Well, congratulations. Here's what this coaching will do for you. If you're still not creating the income you desire, if you're still trying to figure out how to create your programs and your products, if you're still trying to create your system, it's still a great training for you, whether you've been certified or not. It will allow you to get the business structure that you need to create massive income in your business and set the business structure up that you need. So all you got to do once again is click on the Woman Christian CEO .com and click on become a coach. That's all you have to do. Go to thewomanchristianceo.com and click on become a coach, and you will learn more about that program there. Well, without further ado, let's get down to the nitty gritty. What is this series going to be about? Well, let me tell you, this series is one of the most powerful tool that you will ever use in your business. It is the number one, number two, the end, the beginning, the middle, however you want to rank it. It is the most powerful tool that you will ever use in your business. And that is the power of prayer. In the next 3 sessions, I'm going to be sharing in our sessions why the power of prayer is a powerful tool in your business. Here's what prayer does. It gives you direction. It gives you clarity. It gives you direction, as I mentioned before, in order to move forward in your business. It also helps you to get unstuck. It helps you to hear the instructions that you need to move forward. Prayer, God will speak to you on where you should go, who you should speak to, how to implement, how to strategize. That's just a few things that I'm sharing of what the power of prayer will do through your business. Here's my deal. I am a believer and I am a Christian, and I stand on faith of the word of God of building a profitable, thriving business. And I am unapologetic about it because I have been given permission by God himself to pursue the things that he has placed in my heart to do. And to share this with my tribe, to share this with my community, how prayer, it is the catalyst or the what you need to move you forward. Now, I don't want you to get this confused either. Prayer is something that you have to do along with taking action. Prayer by itself will not work. Just like the scripture says, faith without works is dead. So prayer coupled with action and taking, moving forward on what he's spoken into your heart to do, that is how you get results. I have met so many believers and Christians who do use prayer and thinking that, okay, I prayed about it, so God gonna do it. No, you have to pray, receive, and move on what he has given you to do. And sometimes that requires going to a training. Sometimes that requires hiring a coach, support, and getting help. Sometimes that requires being quiet and just sitting back. There's so many things that prayer does, but you have to be active. You have to activate your prayer life in order to get these results. I know quite a few Christians who have been taught that it's selfish to ask God for anything, but I just can't find that in the Bible. I just cannot find that anywhere. There are so many people who they pray and they have this prayer like, well, God, whatever you want me to do, I'll do it. But you know what? Be specific in what you need. He already knows it anyway. And so, but it's going to require you to activate your faith by asking for what you need in your business. So right now you may be struggling on creating more income and you're trying to figure out what's my next step. Ask God for what you need. Father, speak to me. Give me direction. How do I increase the revenue? How do I attract more clients into the services that I provide? How do I get my message out there, the one you have given me, to serve more people? These are the things that you have to be clear about in asking in prayer. And then when he gives you something, move forward on that prayer and take an action. I use an example. I shared this one time in speaking. I remember having a business, freshly starting back in 2012, to be exact. And I was so confused. And the Holy Spirit shared with me, create a program. I want you to make it 6 weeks. And the name of the program was called Vision to Profit. I never forget it. And it was to teach people how to create their own signature program. And through prayer, the Holy Spirit said, charge $100. Now, I will never do that again. But what he was teaching me to do at that time was helping me to move forward to activate my faith. And guess what? I moved forward with it. I took action. I went forward with it. I moved. And guess what? It was the same program that I created, which was the number one income stream for me at that time, that allowed me to walk away from my job and never look back. Never look back. See, the thing is, there is something that you have right now that God has given you, and you're probably overlooking it, and it's right in front of your face, but you're not in prayer to get instructions on what to do. Now, I didn't stop there. As I kept moving forward through prayer, God would say, I want you to invest in this program. I want you to go to this training. Those are the things he was teaching me through prayer to move forward. Let me share another thing. Back in this summer, this is 2019, right? I was in a prayer again, asking God, what's my next step? How do I get have the more impact to the people I'm called to serve? How do I have get more visible so people can see what I offer? And there was many opportunities presented in front of me, and those opportunities cost. They were not free. I want you to hear me. Some of them was $450, another one was $250, another one was $40 or whatever the case was. But guess what? I invested the money to have more, to get more visible to my ideal clients, to get in front of the people that I am called to serve. So here's the deal. Many of us are in business. We using prayer, but we are not moving forward and taking action because you wanting God to do it himself. And he's saying, no, here is the opportunity. I need you to move forward and take action. That is the power of prayer and what will it do in your business. God does say not to worry, that he knows what we need, that we should seek his kingdom and his will first, and then trust that he will provide for us. What it does not say is that it's wrong to come to him about those needs. In fact, in 1 Peter 5:7, give God all your worries and cares to God, for he cares for you. I'm going to read that scripture again. 1 Peter 5:7, give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares about you. So you have to ask God for what you need. You have to give him your fears. You have to give him your worries because he cares about you. Our Father cares for us. Yes, he knows our needs already, but he always welcomes our prayers concerning those needs. In this business, as I mentioned before, you know, when we have our business center here and we have bills, we have things that we have to pay, I pray, God, you know, we need to meet our budget. We need to make sure income is coming in. We need to make sure things are being paid for. And through prayer, God always gives me a strategy, always give me an idea on what to do and how to move forward. It is important to realize that worry isn't prayer and prayer isn't worry. It is prayer that we often hear God about how he plans to provide those needs. I've been sharing this all through our session. It is often in the midst of prayer that we get clarity. I talked about it before, about our situation, and be able to see God's clear direction for our business. Can I say that again? It is often in the midst of prayer that we get clarity about our situation and be able to see God's clear direction for our business. I wish I could tell you, it's so many examples of this in my own personal life. The number one way that I have been able to sustain and build where we are today is through prayer. So don't be shy. Take your list of needs to God in prayer today. Ask him to open your eyes to see his plan for your business today. Take your list of needs to God in prayer today and ask him to open your eyes to see his plan for your business today. I have never been so clear in my direction that God has given me like never before. I can't even describe the clarity. The clarity is so clear that it's just queasy in my stomach in a good way. It makes me excited beyond, because I'm not in a state of confusion. I'm not in a state of worry of what to do. And that's what God would do for you through prayer. If you want to build your faith and be sure to give God all the glory down the road, start a business prayer journal and jot down the needs and the situations you share with God in prayer. Look back over your list every now and then and highlight the answer needs and solve situations. One of the prayer journals that I do have is really a devotional book. It's called Build Your Business Empire, The Ministry God Has Given You. It is a powerful devotional where you can record your prayers and record your response to these devotionals. And you can find it on our website at thewomanchristianceo.com. Listen, you will be blown away at what you see and what God will do for you. So my encouragement to you today is to get quiet, spend time in prayer, ask God for what you need, trust in what He's going to reveal to you, and then you take action on what He's giving you to do. And I guarantee you're going to see the results that you desire to see in your business. All right, stay tuned for our next 2 weeks. We will come back with our next series about the power of prayer in your business. All right, guys, have a great week.
Thank you for listening, Lady CEOs. Please share this podcast with your community. Don't forget to receive your free gift, the Coaching Starter Kit.